telling that to someone the other day, and they told me they always loved the kid who misheard the line from the old Arthur Sullivan hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers. Instead of singing about Christ, the royal master who leads against the foe, this kid would belt out, Christ, the royal bastard who leans against the phone. Gotta love that. It's when passion leads you off the beaten track that things tend to get really interesting. I had my own moment with Onward Christian Soldiers. This was long ago and far away, but it was a moment not without passion. It happened at a restaurant called The Wishing Well in Saratoga Springs in upstate New York. It probably happened in the summer of 1953. I was in Saratoga Springs because my father was in the insurance business, and he did a lot of business at the annual horse sales there. Anyway, because it was 1953, no one was too worried when I wandered away from the dinner table as little boys are wont to do. When my mother finally did go looking for me, she found me in the piano bar across the hall. I was, who knows, 4 years old, and I was in the piano bar standing at attention on the top of the grand piano while a large bosom pianist played the song I had requested. I was standing on the piano, and I was singing at the top of my little lungs, and everyone in the bar was singing along. You guessed it. Onward Christian Soldiers. If things had worked out differently, I might have been happy at some altar somewhere. I remember that around the same time, I used to organize church services in our home on Bronx Avenue in Montreal West. I'd set up the bridge chairs in the living room, and my mother would invite the more accommodating neighbors over, and I would hide behind the living room curtains. And when everyone was settled, I would appear with a flourish from behind the curtains and lead everyone in a hymn or two and deliver a sermon and then, best of all, take up collection. I think the collection was the point of it for me, and when my mother started providing the neighbors with buttons to drop in my collection plate instead of their small change, my religious intensity cooled. Probably it's a good thing things didn't work out differently. Probably I would have gone straight from church to jail. If I was going to run a church these days, I know who I'd want in the choir stall. I'd book the Northern Blues Gospel All-Stars. I have a tune from an album of theirs that was recorded this past January at the studio at Puck's Farm in Schaumburg, Ontario. This is Danny Brooks.